I have Matt Evans is my director in your area. Okay?
Thanks, Carlos. Hey, Tom. How are you?
Hey, doing Matt. Well.
Good, good, good. It's, geez, Wednesday already. This week is going by really fast. So we're running TNT Roofing and Restoration. How's business going for you guys so far?
It's going.
Yeah? Gotcha. I mean, yeah, it's definitely was a hard couple months for roofing across the board. My roofing company. Yeah. Huh?
It really took a lot of wind out of the sails this year.
Yeah. I have some big, big roofing companies, and it just traffic slowed down even on, Google. People weren't searching the keywords. It was really, really crazy, right? Never seen that before, but thankfully it's picking up, and things are going really, really well. I'm liking that you do more than just roofing. I mean, tell me a little bit about the restoration side. Like, what do you got? What kind of jobs are you guys doing on that?
We do basically attic insulation. We do some interior stuff, mainly exterior. So gutter, siding, roofing, storm related.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow. So you guys offer a lot of different services. I like that you kind of tailor that. So you'll be able to do gutter like type of jobs as well. So somebody saw you on Google, Tom, and they like wanted gutters done. That's something you guys could do for them, like repairing and new installation on gutters as well.
Yeah, we do plenty of those. I'd rather, you know, as far as leaks go, I don't really want to tangle with that type of stuff, right? I only want big pack, right? I don't even want to waste my time, realistic with you.
Sure.
It's by the time you get, you know, a small job, get your guys, do the same thing that you would do for a big job. You're doing all this work for nothing, right?
So gotcha.
That's not really going to help me. What I really want to focus on, what did you say your name was?
My name's Matt, by the way, Tom.
Matt. The main thing I want to focus on, Matt, is residential re-roofs, right? 20 square and up. Nothing under 20 square. It's not worth my time if it's under 20 square. It's just too much overhead to waste my time.
Totally.
I don't want to
waste. Yeah, I mean, roofing is a great thing about roofing. It's high ticket. You know, you guys aren't trying to get volume so much to say. You're just trying to get enough business coming in where, you know, that it definitely, you know, brings you, you know, that quality there. So, obviously, Tom, you know, I could definitely help you with that. I mean, you know, we focus on growing businesses three ways. The first way is anytime anybody in the Fort Thomas area and surrounding areas type in anything that relates to roofing, we want to make sure that you show up, right, so that they call you, okay? That's phase one. Phase two is let's say they type in a roofing keyword onto Google, but they don't call you. Okay. Well, what we do is we actually run a retargeting ad to get back in front of them to motivate them to call you since they didn't call you from Google. So what would happen is anytime that person logs on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad coming from TNT Roofing and Restoration to motivate them to call you from Facebook in addition to Google. Okay. So yes, Google is the importance, but you know, people type in keywords all the time and then don't call, right? So we run enough ads, right, on Facebook as well to generate great response and a good ROI in addition to being on Google. Okay. So that's the two main ways. And then the third way that I can help your business grow is we do actually have a pay per lead program. It does take time to get set up for. It's not an overnight deal. What do I mean by that? Well, it's about a 2-month project to get you set up on the pay-per-lead, Tom, because a couple things. First, Google does a full vetting process on it, right? They look at, you know, hey, do you have all the necessary documents? Do you have the liability insurance? No felonies, right? Like, they really, like, vet the businesses on that platform, right? But once you get on that, those are the best leads money can buy. I mean, I have some roofing guys that spend serious, serious money with me on that because it does work. And the cool thing about those leads is you actually get to talk to them before you pay for the lead. Okay. So what do I mean by that? So you get to actually talk to the person and then you have a decision during that call, Tom, whether you're going to receive or reject the lead, right? So during that conversation, if you're like, yeah, I'm not going to pay for that lead, it's not, doesn't make sense for me, then obviously, you know, you can just turn down the lead without having to pay for that call.
I got you.
Okay. So good news is it's like way better than an Angie's lead or a Yelp lead or any of those companies because it solely is exclusive to you. And you do show up at the tippy top of Google on that platform. That's why it does take that 2 months to get you pre-approved for it because, you know, Google's not going to just put anybody at the top, right? Because,
right.
You know, so those days of anybody can just get at the tippy top are over, right? But once you do get vetted and they're like, okay, you have the liability insurance, no felonies and all the other stuff that they're going to need, then we can have you start taking those leads as well, right? And if you want the lead on that, right, it's $80 for a qualified lead.
I got you. But it takes 2 months to get to there.
On that portion, yes. So my basic package where I can get you on the first page, right, under the business section, right, and then we run $100 in retargeting ads every month on Facebook like I was telling you about, my basic package will get you results, right? It has a good return on investment, especially for you, okay, because that on a month-to-month basis is affordable. It's $2.99 a month, right? The paper leads is what's going to really take your business to that next level and really scale it, right? Because when you need those extra leads, Tom, especially because you really don't want the gutter leads or any of those other ones. You really just want roofing leads. So once what was that?
Roofing and siding is good. Siding's good too.
Yeah.
It's good money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can definitely get you siding leads. Let me just kind of see what those would look like. On the paper leads too. And 41075. Okay, because roofing has its own category, and then siding are a little bit more expensive in your area. Sidings are running $112 a qualified lead right now. So the roofing is a little bit more affordable than the siding is out there.
I got you. Now, are you talking about me being in the map pack? I wasn't actually in the map pack in Fort Thomas for a while, but my son started fucking with the Google.
Yeah. Yeah, the map pack is my $2.99 package. And then out of that $2.99, we spend $100 on Facebook on those retargeting ads. So that's what I'm talking about. That's my flat rate package. That'll get you business. It'll have a good return on investment because we're doing both those platforms, right? And then over time, we can get those paper leads going where that will, like I said, add that extra fuel to the fire, Tom, where when people are trying to, you know, type in roofing keywords, you're going to show up at the very tippy top, okay? That's where you see when you type in, like, roofing company, you'll see sponsored at the top, right? That's the paper lead program, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, it takes time to get set up. Now, there are caveats. What's that?
That's above the map pack, right?
Yes, above the map pack, correct.
I got you.
And so there's caveats to those paper leads, though. Okay, Google does make you prepay for 13 of those leads. Okay, so when the time comes, you've been vetted, you're good to go, right? We would sit down with you. This is like, you know, in May, we'd be like, okay, Tom, it's now time to start doing the paper leads. Okay, at that point, you're going to have to pay for 13 of those leads, like a prepaid account. So 13 times 80, that's 1,040 at that time. You can take from those 13.
Not pay for quick.
What was that?
Not paper,
paper lead. Remember I was telling you about how they come in the form of a phone call, you talk to them, you have the ability to receive or reject the lead, right? That is $80 a pop when you actually receive the lead and you're like, yeah, I want this lead. Okay. But during the course of that conversation, you're like, no, this is a bunk call. I don't want it. You can simply turn it down and you don't pay that $80 for that phone call.
All right. So what's your basic package before we get to the 2 months?
My basic package is the $299 that I was telling you about.
$299 a month.
Yeah, it's my basic package, right? If you want to do the pay-per-leads, there are some costs because we've got to pay for your background check. Most of my guys start with the ideal package. That's what I'm telling you about, all three levels, right? That first month's $549, right? That includes your background check and getting the pay-per-leads all taken care of. And then it's $299 a month thereafter, Tom. And then once we get you pre-approved for the pay-per-leads, like I said, we'd sit down with you, have to prepay for those 13 leads. Right. And then you draw from those 13 leads as quickly or slowly as you'd like. Once you use all 13 of the leads, let's say it's a month and a half it takes you to get 13 solid leads that you go through. Right. Then Google will auto reload it another 13 leads. So it goes 13 lead batches, basically.
I got you. Well, I would suggest this because we got a lot of stuff going on right now and we're not collecting yet. So we do a lot of insurance work and we got to kind of wait a couple of weeks to get those payments in. And right now we just put up 4 jobs. So I kind of need some money to come back before I invest in anything. But
I hear you. And you know, things never slow down as a business owner. Right. I will say this, you know, since there is availability right now in Fort Thomas, that's why we're calling roofing guys right now to get that particular position filled. Because that position I'm looking right now hasn't opened up in 32 weeks. So it's been almost quite some time, right, where a first page on the map pack has opened up. Right. And we would love it to obviously be like a guy like you because you're serious about growing your business. My recommendation, just to kind of keep it affordable, like I said, it's $299 a month. We could start with just that. We could always do the pay-per-leads later. And the nice thing with that particular ad spend, it's going to have a good return on investment for you because all I need to do is just get you one job a month, and this thing is more than paying for itself.
The thing is we like Fort Thomas okay, but it's not my market, right? So It's they're older homes. They're a little smaller. It's not really, you know, the office.
Well, it's based on your business address. And so it has about a 25-mile bleed out, too. So it's not just going to be in Fort Thomas. It's going to bleed out, right, around 25-mile radius from Fort Thomas City. So you're going to get the surrounding areas with my basic package. And then, like I said, we're going to be running $100 in those retargeting ads. So what's so unique about those retargeting ads and why I love that aspect of what we do, Tom, is the only people that are going to see this ad on Facebook from your business are people that have actively typed in keywords onto Google searching for your type of service. And we can target whatever areas you want in the area. So that's the like route I can expand your territory much more than just the map pack, right? And that is, you know, if whatever, you know, cities you want us to link up, right, and show the ad to, we can definitely do that. And then out of that package, like I said, we spend $100 a month where it produces good fruit, right, and it produces a good flow of people responding to that. Right, where it literally will bring in jobs on that aspect alone as well, because again, we're not just spending the money all over the streets on that. We're very targeted on that ad spend and who sees that ad, right? It's not just a mass blanketed ad on Facebook. It's only people that have typed in keywords that relate to roofing in the areas that we decide to set that up.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. So what are we talking? Like, if I can get something going in the next couple of days, we'll be talking. How much do I need to come up with?
It'll be $299, right, like, to get you started. We can wait until you're ready to start, you know, implementing the pay-per-leads, right? And then that's just a one-time $250 to get it going, because we got to pay for your background check and handle all this paperwork with Google. It really is time-conducive of our team, because, again, they don't make it easy for anybody to get on those leads, right, because of the whole vetting process and everything else. So, but once we get you done, then you're ready to rock, you know, 2 months later once we start that.
Yeah, Angie says the same thing, but they do a pretty fast turnaround. I think it took like 3 days for the background check and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just we have to use the companies that Google pre-approves, which is Evident ID and Pinkerton, and those are the companies that they just take a little bit longer, right? And it's just kind of a slow-moving process on that. You know, I hear you on Angie's. You know, the nice thing about Google, though, Tom, is nothing outperforms Google, right? Angie's, like, shares the same lead with 4 or 5 other guys, which sucks, you know, for you guys, because it's like,
yeah,
it's like you're not even quality leads, you know? But being on page one on Google really does help businesses grow, and that's why I have some guys that spend $40,000 a month with me down to guys that spend $299 a month with me, right? And, you know, my whole intention here is to kind of crawl before we walk and walk before we run, you know? So, you know, we get this going. This will help start building up some business for you. And then when you're ready to like throw some more fuel on the fire, you know, I can definitely, you know, take you to that next level. So here's one thing I do want to touch on, because I think it's so important to, you know, half the battle is getting on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is making sure, Tom, you stand out, okay? So what do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to go ahead and send you this real quick of one of my clients. They're called Lewis Pest Control. And, you know, in a matter of a year, I took these guys from one van to 13 vans, okay? Very impressive, right? And part of the reason, though, I think that, you know, they have been so successful is they stand out on Google. Right. And so I'm really preaching this kind of heavily to my clients because, yeah, you know, getting on Google is very, very important and, you know, being on that first page and all that. But the other important is, okay, when they type in a keyword, how do you stand out amongst your competitors? Right. And I think that's like really important. So I just texted this to you. If you can go ahead and click on it real quick, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. When you click on it, just scroll down to where you see Lewis Pest Control.
All right, just give me 1 second here. Did you send it through a text message?
Yeah. To the 859-529-4461.
Okay, you get Naples, okay.
You see that link I sent you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, go click on that, and then if you see where it says their name, Lewis Pest Control, like has their 5-star reviews, and then there's a picture next to their name. Do you see that photo I'm talking about?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
All right. So you want me to click on the company stuff or what?
You don't need to. I'm just saying you can, but there's a photo right next to their name. You see that right to the right of it? A Lewis Pest Control. Yeah, let me click on it too. Let me see. I'm going to click on it in a second. Hold on.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, right? Having a photo of like you and your team. Right, all with like the same kind of polo shirt, same type of, you know, pant even, and taking a team photo of yourselves, right, will really help you guys stand out. Put that personalized touch, right?
Yeah.
And so the business owners that take the time to do that and get me that photo eventually, because we'll put that all over the place, on the website, on, you know, your Google business profile, on your Facebook ads. Right, that little touch really goes a long way to help you stand out amongst the crowd, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's part of why they've gone from one van to 13 vans already, just in a matter of a year with me, because I think us using that photo and, you know, obviously them spending enough money too really helps, you know, them grow their business. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So do they have a website or what?
Yeah. It's pestlewis.com. They just have a very simple website. Nothing crazy.
Just another thing, my website is kind of, I just ran through ChatGPT last night again.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that helped me build it. Of course, it's the jankiest.
Let me see your website. Hold on, I'll pull it up. TNT, here it is. It's TNT Roofing and Restoration LLC.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's not WordPress. It's Squarespace. That will basically Squarespace. So the graphics are shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At best. So, but it's, you know, I have gotten a couple conversions, but it's not converting the way I'd like it to.
Tell you what, here's what I'm willing to do for you. I'm even willing to help you get, like, I'll have my team redesign your website if we decide to move forward, and I won't charge you for it. Here's an example of what I can do for a website, okay? Obviously, we put your name on it. We put your logo on it, right? But take a look at what I just sent you.
It's keyword rich. Yeah, that's better than what I got going on.
Yeah, I'd have my team totally, like, put together a nice website for you. Use whatever photos you have. We have plenty of photos. But what's – a website's a website. You know, everybody makes a big deal on a website. Website's like having a business card. Honestly, a website doesn't bring you business. Being on the top of Google, being on the first page of Google, having those 5-star reviews really helps, right? I mean, look at Lewis. In a year, he's already over 100 5-star reviews with me, right? And he has definitely been using the tools, right, that we provide to get those 5-star reviews. So we actually have a feature where you can put in any clients that you've done work in, and it will send this automated text out to them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got all that through Wix, but it works. We just got three of them this morning, 5-star reviews.
Okay.
But it's, you know, I want the people to put the city name in there. That I can't get my fucking realize you got to put the city in there.
Yeah,
if that helps Google rank up, right? It's one thing to say, hey, it's Jacob. They did a great job, but it's hey. They did a great job on my house in Burlington or fucking Union or wherever, whatever city they're in. That way we can put it on that page because I want each city page to rank, right? So we got like, I don't know how, I didn't count, but close to 20 pages, right? And each one needs to be very specific to Google, right? So not just copy and paste, which is kind of what I've done, but I've tried to. I just haven't had enough time, man. Believe it or not, I got about 70 hours on that website, even though it's janky as shit. It's because the graphics package is stuff.
Yeah. But that's
it was
good.
All,
I mean, like I said, I can build you a nicer website, right? I can definitely clean up everything. And we just start with the $299. That's really going to be in your best interest right now, right? So you don't have to fork out a lot of money. Let's start getting you response. Let's start getting you, like, some results. And then, you know, when you're ready to start doing those paper leads, because, again, eventually those are going to, you know, you got to spend $1,000 on those leads, you know, to get that going. So, but I think that would be in your best interest to kind of start, you know, start a little bit more conservatively. Yeah, and it's going to take a little bit of time. Let me just, you know, we got to build out your website. We got to build out all the content, right? We got to build out your Facebook ads. So your first, like, few weeks is a lot of programming and a lot of stuff. We're going to need to get some documents from you, Tom. You know, one thing I would recommend, honestly, is taking the LLC out of your name. Like, you know, I don't know why people do that. It just clogs up their name. You know, I know you have an LLC, you know, but it's like if you had an incorporation or a DBA, nobody cares about that. You know, just having TNT Roofing and Restoration, and I would honestly, you know, just take out that LLC. Like, did they have TNTRoofingAndRestoration.com, like the domain name? Did they have that available? Did you even look?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
So I would recommend taking on the domain, on your Google business profile, us removing that off the Google business profile, all of that stuff, just so that, you know, it doesn't just clog your name up, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Because people don't care if you have an LLC, you know, and it does. It, you know, it does clog it up. I would even take the and, A&D, and make the and symbol.
I know.
On Google.
I know. I thought about the problem is I already got the graphics on the truck like that, you know, lettered up on the truck.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I mean, it's little things. Like I said, I'm a very keen on the little things, you know.
Yeah, mainly, I agree.
Thing I will say is getting me that photo of you and your team, that's going to do more than anything you have any idea, right? Honestly,
yes,
I'm a firm believer in that now. Like, that's been my goal this year, by the way, because I never used to talk about, hey, give me a team photo. That's kind of, like, counterproductive to what I'm basically talking about. But it really, really does make a difference. And when I've seen Lewis now in a matter of a year where I've taken this guy from one van to 13 vans, I mean, he's got a multi-million dollar company now, right, because of our services. And it's really predicating on the details, right? He really uses the five-star review, and he, you know, he has that photo. And so, you know, it's just cool. If I can take an average Joe like him and make him, like, into almost a $3 million business, you know,
For sure, man. For sure. I agree 100%. In fact, one of our competitors, man, they ran some nice freaking ads on the side of the highway. And in that area, unfortunately, in that area, there's not many other signs. So they got the fucking right spot. And it's a couple young fellas sitting next to the truck, man. It works great, dude. I know they got some business from that.
Yeah. And so that just goes to reinforce what I'm saying. It's like, I've been on to something. And I honestly make it a point every business I bring on, Tom, I say, you have to give me this photo. I'll give you a month, but you need to make it a priority, you know?
Yeah.
When I see that my clients are doing it, I call them up. I'm like, hey, man, I need you to get on this because I know convictedly, like, how much it, like, really, really does help the business. Getting you on Google, you already have some Google five-star reviews, like you're already 40-something. So you're, like, there. You're moving in the right direction. Now it's time to really, like I said, put some fuel on the fire. I won't charge you for the website. Normally I have to charge you for the website. I'll take care of that for you. We'll redesign your website. Right? And I really think we should get that domain name without the LLC on it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that, and I also thought about the AND. Hindsight, man, if you know, I mean, going back 4 years ago, I wish I would have, you know, dropped the LLC and put the A, you know, and the AND symbol instead of the AND.
Well, we can we can update the Google business profile, my team, right? And and then we should definitely get that domain name. My recommendation, I mean, we can purchase it for you, right? But, you know, domain names are so inexpensive that you can go on to, like, GoDaddy or something and just get that domain name without the LLC. And then once you give us access to the domain name, we'll build the website on it. Cool news, Tom, every month is when we sit down with you and say, okay, Tom, you got this amount of leads, right? We track every single lead, right? So we know exactly where the lead came from, how many leads you're getting on Facebook, how many leads you're getting on Google, right? Eventually, when you do the paper leads, we're going to know exactly where the people live, by the way, because we actually purchase a special phone number for your business, right? Where we know exactly where all the leads are coming from. So we keep track of everything. All your calls are recorded, right? And we make sure when we have a month-to-month call with you, we know how well you're doing or not doing, right? So that we can keep making the tweaks to keep you performing mm-hmm. so you stay with us.
Well, you know, honest to God, man, I'll tell you a true story. Last night, I was, I told you I just ran the website through ChatGPT, right?
Mm-hmm.
I use Gemini and ChatGPT to do the website.
Got
and then when I ran the last night, it told me all these things to do over. And it's like, wait a second, you son of a bitch. You're the one that told me to put it like that. And now
yeah, that's why I don't trust ChatGPT all the time. I don't trust it.
Well, I was,
you know, because it'll have you running around in circles. Some people tell me all the time. I hate when people tell me this. Oh, ChatGPT is going to get me on the first page of Google. I'm like, buddy, if it was that easy, I would not be in business for the last 23 years now. You know,
right.
So.
Well, it's funny because if you run it through ChatGPT and then you run it through Gemini, they're both saying very similar things, but they will contradict each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a tool. It can definitely be useful, you know, where we're investing right now in our company because we use GPT. Like, we have an autoresponder, too. What's cool is we have an autoresponder. Anytime somebody gives you a five-star review, our autoresponder will take specific stuff that they put into the review and then formulate a few sentences for you, and you have a few days to approve of that, and then if you don't approve it, it just automatically does a response from the business on it, and it really helps you give that touch. Thank you for leaving da-da-da-da, you know, and it gives them a nice response. So we use, like kind of like AI for that, but what we're really sinking our money in as a business right now is we actually spent over $1 million developing a robot that can engage with people on phone calls. Right, where it literally can sound as good as me, it can talk to people, it can answer questions, and it can book like things, like and put on the calendar and things. And so we just like almost are out of the beta of it. We've been, like I said, we've been doing this for 10 months now, Tom, and we're eventually going to roll that out to our business owners, right, to use for their businesses, right, so that they can, you know, utilize that technology. Because, again, we invested $1 million into it. It's our own proprietary thing, you know, but it's really cool.
Would that be on the website? Would that be something I could forward my calls to? Or what? How would that work?
I mean, right now, I only have 3 businesses that I have it on, like, in terms of, like, because they're beta testing it. Like I said, it's in beta testing, segment, I'd be willing to let you have it, okay, because it does cost my business money, right? But obviously, you know, we need to move forward on something, right? But yes, it's something you'll be able to utilize where when people call you or you can't pick up the phone or and whatnot. And so my team will help you get it set up, right, so where it'll literally correspond with your clients.
That's awesome. I'm ready to go. Tell him I'll be ready. All right, sounds good. I'm in the middle of something right now, though. All right, see you. Sorry about that, bud.
Yeah, no problem. I understand.
Did you hear
what I said? That I can, I'll be willing to let you have it for your business, the robot, you know.
Yep.
Tell you what, here. You can kind of check it out here. I'm gonna send you a phone number, right, that you can call, right, and then here, and then you just press 1, right, and then you can talk with it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
check it out.
But yeah, I'd be willing to hook you up on that. Again, that's not, you'd be my only, like, because I have 3 businesses on it. You'd be my 4th guy that I'm basically letting, you know, like, I'm letting my top companies, like guys that really spend serious money with me, use it right now for their business, because I kind of have carte blanche with my company. My company allows me to do things. I'd be willing to let you have it. Like, in other words, to use. Like, not going to charge you for it anyways. So, like I said, I'm giving you the kitchen sink here. I'm giving you a free website, right? And I'm going to give you that robot that will be able to – it's going to take time to program it, though, for your business. Like, it's not like in a day or two, right? Because my team has to program it, right? You know, we have to sit down with you, figure out how we're going to, you know, we're going to utilize it within your business. But, yes, yep. It will be able to talk to your people, and it's very, very impressive technology.
I like it. I like what you have to say, man. I think we'd be a good fit. You know, it sounds like it.
Absolutely.
But here's the key. Now, I mentioned to you earlier, I'm, you know, you probably heard a lot of people tell you, you know, what they call a beatback. I'm a beatback right now, man. And the reason is because I'm waiting on a deposit today. So, I don't want to put anything on my credit cards because I am pretty much over. I'm not over my max, but I'm close, and my credit has taken a shit because of it lately. Just waiting on the money to back from the proceeds from the insurance money, and so I'm waiting for the deposit. So I've got the company in Kentucky, but I also work with my brother in Florida, which is where I live, on solar shit. So we've sold several jobs lately. And the contractor's been holding our money for a couple of days, so we're just trying to wait. And supposedly he got the money yesterday, so once I meet up with him, he'll give me cash, and I can deposit in the account, and I can give you a downstroker, which is, I'm sure, was what you need, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like I said, I just need $299 to get you going. That's basically what it would be.
Well, why don't we do this? If we can't do something today by 5 o'clock, so I want you to call me more towards 5. That way I can, you know, make sure I try to get the deposit in there.
No problem.
Give me a call in the morning around 10.
You want me to call? You said you want me to call you at 5, and then you'll have an answer for me, or
yes.
Or how do you want to?
If I can't for reason get it going today, then give me a shout in the morning, and then you know
Would you rather me just text you today and then, you know, instead of having to just call you, I can just text you and you can just give me an answer via text, you know, whether, I can make it happen, or Matt, call me in the morning.
Yep, do that, please.
Okay. And then do me a favor, though. Call that phone number, okay? Call that phone number and play around with that AI robot.
Yeah, I will, for sure. So, Matt, put your name in that text, too, so I can program you in.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just Matt Evans. And then, like I said, I'll go ahead and text you in a little bit. I mean, excuse me, I'll text you later today, you know, before 5 o'clock your time. And then you can just let me know where you're sitting. And then, worst case scenario, we'll just talk tomorrow morning, and then we can get everything rocking for you. Okay?
All right, Matt.
No problem. Appreciate your time, Tom. And then, definitely try and work on getting just the TNT Roofing and Restoration.com. I would get rid of the LLC. And then we're going to update your business profile. I'm going to put all these notes in here, too, before I forget, because there's a lot of little details we talked about that I said all I would give you. Like, I'm not going to charge you for the website. I'm going to give you the robot. I'm going to give you we're going to update your Google business profile, and then we're going to use a different domain name than your current one to rebuild the website on it.
Okay. All right, Matt. I like what you say. Hey, buddy. We'll talk a little bit later. If not later,
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your time. You take care.
Sir. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.